Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell upon their faces and were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them, and he said, Arise, be not afraid. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man except Jesus. Tonight you will see Jesus. I said today you will see Jesus. So when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus. Hallelujah. Now I want you to look at your neighbor and say, stay with me. Tell your neighbor, say, stay with me. That's the title of my message, stay with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not every time I get to title a message, but today I'm lucky I have a title. Sometimes the message is not the problem. It is the title that is the problem. You want to be able to capture divine thoughts in very simple forms. So please, let me preach to your neighbor and say, stay with me. And if the person is a brother and he's single, look at him again and say, stay with me. Say, stay with me. The brothers are not sitting close to the single sister. That's the problem in the church. You know, the brothers are sitting with the brothers, the sisters are sitting. Then he says, stay with me. They can't say nothing. Because you are not gay. Amen. You are not gay. You are just, you know, it's not holiness. It's not holiness. There are things we do. Now tell your neighbor, boy or girl, say, stay with me. Some people are shy. The African man is not used to showing emotion. The African man believes he's very strong, though he can't carry baby for one day. The African man is strong, but it's only shouting. Where's my food? Okay, now your wife is also contributing to the house, so we're supposed to be shouting. Tell your neighbor one more time, stay with me. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 1. Now, you look at that scripture. The Bible says, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and brought them where? Up. He brought them where? Up. You see, he brought them up into where? It's not just a mountain. The high is very significant. He brought them up into a high mountain. Say, follow me. Where I want to take you to, not everybody gets there. Where I want to take you to now, it will mark your life. It will mark your destiny. It will change your life. It will alter your configurations from within. Follow me to a high mountain. You've always wanted to know who I am. I want to show you today. There are certain things about God you will never know in the low places. People come to church. Oh, brother Jesus, man of God. Oh, blessed art thou, son of Mary. You say you are in the low mountain. There are certain things about God. You want to know it. You will travel. You will need to travel with him. You cannot stay on that low level and say, you just want to have faith in Jesus. You know, it's just your heart that really matters. When you get to this point, he will give you a cross. Come on, say, I hear you. Now tell me, stay with me. You will begin to understand now. Because you now realize that the version of Jesus that people know is the public one. The private Jesus, the Jesus that is in the secret place, that Jesus that when he's not preaching, he likes to be alone. People don't like that one. People like it when Jesus comes out into the open and he picks little children and he says, Jesus loves the little children. Can you see that man loves children? No. See the way he was shouting on the Pharisee. But when the children came, he started singing, oh God, oh, oh Toby. So Jesus can sing. He was even dancing. Can you imagine? Peter was now frowning. All those men of God. There's even what you call men of God dance. There's a way men of God dance. They are not supposed to dance. You see, there are levels of God you cannot access in the low places. You see, that your tie is for you. God doesn't know it. You see, that your tie. You see, that freedom in the spirit you are agitating for. That thing you say, it is that Paul said, we should not be bound by rules. That thing you are shouting, that thing you are looking for, you see it. I'm telling you that as far as God is concerned, when God wants to begin to deal with you on a high level, he will tell you to separate from the disciples. Those people that you think that they are even your brothers in Christ, he will tell you, leave them. I want to take you somewhere. This is a journey not for 10 people. This is a journey not for 12 people. This is not a community journey. This is a journey for you. He said, follow me. Come up. Come on, say, come up, Peter. He said, come up, Peter. Come on. This is what it means to come up, Peter. Just follow me. You don't know where we are going, but he just said, follow me. He said, Master, he said, follow me. He said, Master, he said, Dad, he said, we have the firewood. He said, I can see the match stick, but where is the sacrifice? Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. The sacrifice is asking, where is the sacrifice? Say, come up, Peter. Come up, Peter. He said, come. Let me take you guys somewhere. You've always wanted to know who I am. I want to show you something today. You see, there is a level in God that you touch. You can summon that level anytime. But you see, for that level to be operational, you must be a man that is private. The part of you that people like is when you wear a suit and you come out and they say, oh, my pastor, they represent. Excuse me. When we go into the secret place, we'll go with sackcloths. Sackcloths. You don't dress up for God. You go into the secret place. You don't dress up. You wear clothes that if you decide to begin to roll on the floor and be praying, you won't have problem. The way some of you dress up too high. You dress up too fry. You are just flying in the air. You can't. The only reason why you think that I need to take a picture this morning is because you dressed up for it. You never dressed up for God. You dressed up for you. He said, come, I want to take you somewhere. Where we are going to climb a mountain. And it's not just a mountain. It's a high mountain. You can't travel with baggages. Where I'm taking you to, you can't go. You can't go without. You can't go without spirit of offense. Where we are taking you to, you can't go without unforgiveness. I know you are hot. I know you are the one that was offended. But where I am taking you to, you can't go with that one. If you go with anything that is heavier than your body, if you go with anything that is heavier than your body, you will. You know, have you ever climbed on a mountain that the edges were very steep? Have you ever seen some of those videos on Discovery Channels where you see people climbing some of these and somewhere you are, your heart is almost jumping for them, like this is a suicide mission. And then you see some of the guys. I saw a video during the week and they showed American Navy how they were jumping from the aircraft. I don't know who saw that video. They just jump, they salute, they jump. You know, it's like a training session. Then they said Nigerian Navy should come and jump. They were now holding the plane. They didn't want. He said, jump. And I said, aah. And the person wrote, God will help us. You see, the kind of training that you go through and you pass with God determines the kind of allocation where God can put you. There are certain people, God loves them, but God cannot send them to war. There are certain people, God send me here. Lord, give me visa. God, I am ready. God, I am ready. And God said, my son, stay in your room. You aren't ready. You think you are ready. The Babylon you want to take will take you. He said, come up to a mountain. I read this scripture. I couldn't go past the first verse. I said, oh my God. I said, Jesus, you are saying something. He said, he bringeth them. They didn't know the address. There are places in the spirit that nobody can get except you have been there. You can't describe it. You can't tell people, if you go to number 3, Berkeley Street, then you go to the first turning, and then you see Clifford Street, and then you go. It's not your house. See, he bringeth them. He said, come up into a high mountain. Apart. 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 Don't come with your wife. Come apart.
Don't come with your wife. Come apart. Don't come with your wife. Come apart. There are people who are in churches and they are suffocating because the experience of the pastor is not on the mountain. It's in the low place. And your experience as a pastor will affect the people you lead. People are living in offense. People are arguing with themselves. People are fighting in church because they know the pastor used to be a professional boxer. They know the pastor is a boxer. Before he answered the call of God, they know him. They know him. Even now that he's born again, they still see the thing. He's still somewhere in his body. The thing is in his blood. He's a fighter. He's talking and his veins are coming out. Say, come up. John, there are things I cannot show you, but come up, Peter. If I show you from the frequency where you are, you will misinterpret it. If I show you from the frequency where you are, you will not understand it. Some of you, God speaks to you in dreams, sir, and he speaks to you in visions, sir, and then you go to man for explanation. So you think that the divine intelligence that brought that revelation cannot be sustained to tell you what it means. The problem is not the dream. The problem is not that you receive the message. The problem is that you receive the dream and did not stay on that frequency. So you could not sustain the revelation, and then you needed to look for men who live on that mountain to explain to you. When you receive a dream for God, the first thing to do is to go back to a place of prayer. When you receive a prophecy from God, a word from the Lord, it's not to say, thank God, oh, finally God has spoken. Hey! Spiritual carelessness. The 99 things that people do that are about prophecy. They receive a prophecy, then they give themselves a high five. I say, wow, you know I told you God will say it. You know I told you. I've been waiting. The 99 things that people do that are about prophecy. When you receive a word, you don't go back and begin to tell your friends that, can you imagine? I received the word, though. God spoke. A donkey might have spoken. Say, come up here. There are some things you are begging God, speak to me. And God say, if I tell you, it will cause problem for you. It's better for you to take the discipline. You see, the reason why we fast and pray is because you are climbing a mountain to be apart with him. The reason why we are waiting and meditating, we are trying to be apart with him. The reason why we are taking up, because climbing the mountain takes a lot of time. It takes stress. You are not climbing a hill, you are climbing a mountain. You say a high mountain apart. Come on, say, I hear you. To really know God, you must not only know his public life, you must know his private life. You must know who Jesus is behind the scene. You must know the kind of things he does. You know, don't just think Jesus is always preaching. When does he go to the restroom? When does he eat? When does he eat? Does he eat? Who does he talk to? Who are his friends? Who are your friends? Who do you talk to? How do you wake up? For you to understand how power is resident in a man, you must understand the movements of the spirit in that person in his private life. The challenge is that our own private life is nothing but virtual. Instagram. Say, I have a friend on Facebook. Friendship is virtual. It's a loose terminology. No, we met on Facebook and we started chatting, and today we are married. Praise God. Those are the things that we consider testimonies. I don't care where you meet her. Just make sure you meet well. Just meet well. You can meet her on Instagram, Insta blog, Insta rain, Insta fire, Insta. You can meet anywhere. I could care less. But just make sure you are meeting well. Make sure you are meeting well. There are things about you. People like you until they see a part of your life that is very private, and they realize they can't travel with you. People don't know that there's a way you can pray. It will shut down your emotions. Don't worry. Just put it somewhere. You'll get there. It shuts you down. By the time you start praying around 10 and you finish around 2, and then you wake up around 6 a.m. and you are battling with headache, which emotion? The day has started. Hey, your wife just says, I'm going to work. This is not migraine from the devil. This is migraine that came out from prayer. So I don't like praying at night. most times when I pray at night, I wake up, I'm very tired. You see, he said, do you ever ask yourself why Jesus didn't call the 12 to come with him here? Come on now. Have you ever wondered that Jesus needed to make a selection, he chose only three? There is a private life. There's a way Jesus, and this is a peek into the private life of Jesus. When Jesus goes to the mountain to pray, you know he was always going to pray in the mountain. These are the people he's fellowshipping with. Comparing notes. Okay, you, Moses, the law, we are going to abolish your law. Elijah, we are going to merge the two and produce one. So they're having conference meetings. You just think he went there to be rattling like, gada. You think they are talking. They're in a meeting. They're in the court of heaven. When he's praying, God will speak to his mind. He's speaking to his mind. And there are still believers who say they are praying. They go on the mountain for 3 days. They are fasting for 3 days. The only thing they heard is the voice of the devil. Pastor, on the second day, I just feel that something is telling me I will have premature death. I said, you mean you fasted for 7 days? And three times in that seven days, you heard the voice of the devil. I said, you didn't fast. Come on, you need to go up to a higher level. You see, in Mark chapter 3, verse 14. Mark chapter 3, verse 14. You see, when God wants to do anything with your life, please stay close to that thing. When God wants to do anything with your life, look at that scripture. Go to verse 13. Verse 13. He went up. You see, this Jesus is a mountain person. Come on now. Are you seeing verse 13? Are you seeing verse 13? You see, when you don't know the weight of your destiny, you'll be looking for cameras. You'll be looking for cheap publicity. I'm talking to you about the private life of Jesus. You see, she said, I don't like the way people insult me. I don't like the way people insult me online. People just take my life. We didn't take your life. You brought it out. You brought the cameras into your home. You married a guy and then divorced him the next day. It wasn't me. I sat in my house and I was watching it. You put it there, sister. You put it there. You see, you have no private life. It is enough that from the front of your house to your office, people already know what you are doing. People are waiting on cameras to say, oh, what's the name of your dress? What's the name of your makeup? What's the name of your shirt? I don't know. I just saw a shirt in my wardrobe and I wore it. I don't know. I don't know my size. And I care less. You see, but you brought the camera into your private life. You see, that is why people cannot be custodians of divine realities. Because the attention coming from the outside is enough. It's enough distraction. You now brought the cameras. I want you to see my prayer life. On YouTube, a God told me, came to me, say, Pastor, see. I said, this is not prayer. Father, we pray for Nigeria. Help us. Help us. He said the God that's in secret. You have violated the first rule of prayer. You have violated. People don't know why you are accumulating power 3 hours in prayer and there's somewhere leaking in your net. There's somewhere leaking behind you. And you are wondering, Pastor, but I prayed for. I said there is something is leaking in your power base. That drum that you are consolidating, there's something leaking there. The first rule of prayer is that it must be private. Prayer is not one of the things you can do and show off. He said he went up into a mountain. And he called unto him those who he would, and they came unto him. Go to verse 14. Look at verse 14. And he ordained 12 that they should what? They should be with him, not for ministry. The first assignment God places over your life, over my life, forget about pastoring, forget about preaching, is that come and sit with me. I want to tell you the kind of person I am. You know, people go about, they are carrying my name, Jesus of, people are even naming themselves after me. He said, but I want you to know who I am. Most people don't know me. Most people, and it's still the same complaint. God is saying most people don't know him, and they are holding microphone and singing. Most people don't know me, and they are holding microphone and they are preaching. You can't preach who you don't know. You can preach Bill Gates, you can preach success motivation. But Jesus, he said, Paul, I know. He said, Paul, I know. The power is consolidated in your experiential knowledge. If you don't know it and you make excuse, and you think because you read the Bible, you know him. You know about him, you don't know him. There's a difference. He said he called them that they might be with him. Sit down, Peter. Sit down. Do you know Peter was older than Jesus? Peter was older. As at the time Jesus called Peter, Peter had children. Uncle Peter. Uncle Peter. Uncle Piro. Piro, Piro. So anytime Jesus is talking, Peter will just say, I'll be doing like this. What he's saying is that, oh boy, be careful. I didn't follow you. But I know be small boy. I know my age. I'm over my age, meaning. I know my age. Jesus surrounded himself with people who were, some of them were older than him. They were married. And Jesus was still teaching them about marriage. And Peter dare not say, but Baba, say you don't say you don't get wife. You don't understand this thing. When you live with a woman, Jesus, let me tell you, when you live with a woman, you will know what it means to be patient. Jesus will say, I am the Alpha and the Omega. You can't teach me about marriage. You can't teach me. You see, this is your myopic contraption that you are calling knowledge. Myopic contraption. You call it knowledge. You don't know. The first person that got married, I connected them, I joined them. They are dead now. Peter said, Jesus, don't be going into some areas. You know you don't have experience in that area. Jesus said, I will give you experience. You will carry the cross and die on it. I will give you experience. He said he called them to be with him. If they didn't stay with him, they won't be able to stay through. When the persecution started, they won't be able to stay through. When the persecution started, they won't be able to stay through. When Jesus went up to the heavens and they arrested Peter, they said they took knowledge of him. They said, this one has been with Jesus. He said he called them that they will be with him. That's the first law. You want to go far with God? You want to know the kind of person God is when he's not in his official business? You need to be with him. You just hang around and stop asking questions. Observe. Say, God, tell me, what's the secret of your power? Say, observe. One man was praying a prayer. Say, God, I want to know why you are so wise. I want to know your realm of wisdom. You know, there are some things we do and we say we look like we are spiritual. There's a dimension of wisdom that is called Christ. Hallelujah. There's a dimension of Christ. It's called the Christos. The Christ of God. And God said, my brother, just be calm. Be calm. Follow me. And while he began to walk with the Lord, God gave that brother two ideas. He gave him an idea. God told him, you want to know something about my wisdom? Go and study granite or peanut. Go and study peanut. And the brother took peanut, studied it. Out of the peanut, he made biscuit. Out of the peanut, he made bread. Out of the peanut, he made butter. He became a millionaire. God said, that's for studying me. That's for studying. That breakthrough you think you are looking for, God said, come and sit with me. I will show you what it means to manage the whole universe and not break a sweat. I will show you. Keep following the gate. Come and sit with me. I will show you where the gates got it from. I'm still on the first three lines of my message. Let me rush. Are you getting blessed? Are you getting blessed? The part of this task of learning to sit with him is one of the most important assignments you ever have. It's more important than preaching. So when you see, it is out of that fellowship you can be singing songs like, your love is so much sweeter than anything I've tasted. I want to know your heart. I want to know your heart. When you sit with him, you now see that there was a situation where he was supposed to be angry with somebody and he was quiet. They're like, if not me, I go break bottle for his head. I just thought he's calm. I say, Baba, you don't see that thing. Say, I saw it. You are not saying anything. He said, don't worry, you'll be fine. You see, every time God says you will be fine, it was that day that you committed fornication. And Angel Michael was saying, Baba, make I undo this one for you. You know they do talk. Make I undo this one and bring go correct. You know, those angels, they are like SARS. They are like SARS. If they hold you, you can't hand this one. You can't hand this one. They are trained to kill. End SARS. You can't end this one. Glory. Say end angels for where? You came so close and you studied him. You say you must learn the power of observation. When you are with a mentor, you must learn the power. You will not learn everything by talking. You will learn by observing. You just come, you open your eye, look. You say, watch and pray. Watch, watch. Don't be lost. Watch. Don't be lost. Watch. Be observant. As you are praying, God will be putting some thoughts in your mind. Write it down. Say, yeah, I have a spirit of God. You better write it down. That is going. Say, I just know, Pastor. Anytime God speaks to me, I forget. You forget because you don't have a diary beside you. See, when I pray, I just close my eyes. I was in the class a particular day, a class without AC. You know, there are some contraptions that we call class, but they are not class. Somewhere around Yaba, we struggled. I am a man of God. I saw somebody that comes to this church. But you know, this class, even if you sit in front, you won't understand. If you sit in front of the lecturer, you won't understand. So I said, Pastor, hey, Vic, leave me. Don't carry my chair. I went to the front. And the man is saying that, he said, say some of you, even if I open the answer and put inside your head, you will still fail. Ha. You see, Nigerian lecturers. He said, even if I open the thing, he said, well, it's not compulsory that you graduate. Please write down this. You know, I'm already demoralized. There's someone that says, sorry, do you understand? If you talk to me, you can see how lost I am looking. And you're asking me, I don't understand. It's mass. Say, Pastor, it's been a while. Talk to me tomorrow. You know, when you come out of the class and you are feeling so beat up, so frustrated, asking yourself who brought you here. But God is not like that. God allows you. Because God knows that what you learn by experience stays with you. So while I was praying, the Holy Spirit said to me, Isania Molu Prekedia. And he said, my son, write and document. For I am bringing you into a new level of the Spirit. Yeah, my brother, that thing will not last. That thing you say you just heard, it will not last. Because you've not proved it. You've not proved it. Because affliction will arise for the word's sake. Most people don't have a problem hearing the prophecy. They have a problem resisting the affliction. Jesus, the first temptation against his ministry was temptation of food. Because the devil knows that the first Adam, it was food they used to catch him. Hey! If you think you are so strong that you are not, food is not your, my brother, they got the first man like that. They got his first wife. Keep eating. Keep eating anywhere you go. Just be throwing it inside your mouth. That's how they got the first man and his wife. And that's why we are here now. See, I just love natural food. I love fruits. Anytime I go out, I don't eat. I just eat fruits. You know, you'll not be doing your hand like this. Come on, say, stay with me. So those are the things that when you stay with God, you will be removing them from your head. All those debts inside. You know, when your daughter is with you and you have seen some things, maybe she has been playing, you'll now be pulling out stuff. It's when you stay with me, I can do that one. It's not when you are doing video call with your dad. Say, can I call you 6 p.m.? I'm kind of busy, but can I just call you? I'll do a video call. Say, yeah, sure. Say, do a video call. So, but when we now want to call those that we go into the mountain apart, your name won't be there. Because your own is video call. Your own is video call. Meanwhile, another one will leave Lagos, go to Akure. That day I just came to greet you. Eh? That one is not video call, though. It's not video call. So, there is an attitude for those who are mountain dwellers. There's an attitude for those who climb the mountain. There's an attitude. When you see what it took you to get there. When you see, there's someone now saying, you know, when you are not around, I ate the apple or whatever contraption that it is you ate. You ate the apple God is coming in the evening. What are we going to tell him? Ah, let God not punish only you. Then he say, but you are the one. You should have called me now. You are sleeping. Okay. Just rubbing. You see, Adam did not just eat that thing. He was rubbing his head. Say, I don't listen to any woman. Nobody can control me. You are a liar. You don't know anything. You will do worse. Womb man. She's a massive upgrade over your OS. You don't know anything. She can do everything you are doing plus others. Plus X. Where X is every other update. I don't take nonsense. That's how we all came here. She rubbed his head and he ate it. So when your wife begins to do all those, you just carry your face. If you look at her, you will do what she says. Just close your eyes. Yikatamayakaba. Zereketeketia. Begin to resist that in the spirit. Because you look at it, you will buy that Lamborghini. You will rob bank. You will buy makeup. You don't have Bible, but you will buy makeup. You what? I will tell you the one for men, though it's not today. So you women, I tell you, when you are talking to a man, make sure you make eye contact. I'm giving you a secret. Leave it. You see, this is why they are not talking, because they all know. They know. I say, I'm so grateful that I married a good woman. Because, you know, I'm one of those people that if you want to report me to my pastor, you will have, you see, your book will be full. You will have like 3 pages. He's always talking, but we are not seeing action. He said, number one. He said he will come home by 6. He went to church, came back 7, number 2. And they say, pastor, he said, it's true. Everything she says is true. But why don't you change? Pastor, the zeal of the Lord has consumed. He said, you know, there are some things you tell a man. Even he will say, I'm sorry, but he will not change. It's just that some people are used to forgiving. You know, after some time, just tell yourself, forgive. Even without hearing sorry. My lecturer said, tell me sorry. I said, sorry. Say, tell me sorry. They say, I like hearing sorry. a 55-year-old woman. Say, I like hearing. And some people are like that. Sorry, just tell me sorry. Once you tell them sorry, no crime again. So I tell you a mystery. The next time you are talking to him, tell him, when I'm talking to you, look at me. That's how the man ate the apple. And when you are yellow like Ada, there's a difference between fair and yellow. When you are yellow like Ada, you get what you want. The only problem Ada has is that she's born again. Why is God interested in us staying with him? Why is it that he's not in a hurry to send you? He enjoys your company. God enjoys your company. You don't know. All that 10 minutes, 15 minutes, do you know that you can pray 1 hour, even with your busy schedule? Every 3 hours, just set your alarm. You see that alarm in your iPhone? It was meant for prayer. Program 9 a.m., go and pray. That's the way you will put it. Don't say pray. Say go and pray. So the thing will flash on your screen. You just get up, go to the restroom in your office. Yekata, ribala, that 15 minutes. 12, the thing will ring again. So, by the end of the day, you've prayed 1 hour. Don't worry, you want to pray like Moses. Start from here. Because some people will threaten you. When I had an encounter, it's not encounter. But we are at Otukpo. Pastor Sam, you are there. When you want to have an encounter. Pastor Shei, you are there. You know, after we prayed for like, say all night, sir, all night, we prayed all night. Then you are sitting there like, you are wondering if everybody is feeling the way you are feeling, like, oh boy, we are not ready. This one is ready. It's only a pastor that can tell you, build it gradually. These other people just threaten you. He said you were praying, and you remember when we prayed, we started praying around 7 p.m. But when we got to 4 a.m., there was a supernatural manifestation. You remember there was a light that shone in our room. Say, yes, sir. It's only two people that know that. Every other person is just looking. All those things will not help you be close to God. Hear me. All those things will not help you to get close to God. Because when you begin to pray and seek the Lord, you will not know what will happen in that prayer. It just happens that that day there was an encounter. Are you hearing me? So when you go to pray, you are not looking for a light in your room. You can put on your bulb if you want light. These are things that people don't. When you come to spend 6 hours with the Lord, you know in your spirit that you came to spend time with your God. Inside that 6 hours, you can pray for lost souls. Inside that 6 hours, you can study the word. It's still part of waiting on the Lord. Inside that 6 hours, you read your Bible. You take notes. Inside that 6 hours, you can even listen to some messages. Inside that 6 hours, you can pray in tongues 1 hour. And I recommend every 3 months, have a retreat like that. God wants you to spend time with him. That's why you forget about this messianic complex that we see on TV that looks like ministry. People talk to you and make you feel like you have not seen God. It's by faith. I say it's by faith. Forget that thing, Abel. Stop threatening. I say it's by faith. It is this cloud and climbing mountain that makes some people tired of Christian faith. Because you climb with the way you are even looking ugly. You saw 3 archangels. Me, with the way people are looking for me every day, say I'm fine. And I pray. It's just this light that is shining in my room. I can't see anything. Then I close my eyes and I squeeze it. Maybe if I squeeze it where I will see something. It's just my mind. It's my faith. Come on, say, stay with me. When you stay with God, you become free from all those contraptions. The day you will have encounter, it will happen just like that. Just like that, oh, I'm telling you. I listened to a man of God. Go and read that book, Angels on Assignment. Roland Bock. They said, were you fasting and praying when Angel Gabriel walked? He said, I was not praying. He said, I've been eating. I wasn't fasting and praying. He said, I fast, but that season, Angel Gabriel came into his room physically with shining glory. He said, I wasn't fasting. I was on my bed. He came to wake me. In case you think I hate prayer, you should know better by now. Why does God want us to come? He said he wants to enjoy our company. Number 2, John chapter 15 verse 15. He wants us to be his friends. You can't be my friend from afar. Oh, come on now. You can't be somebody's best friend from afar. He wants us to be his friends. He wants to be able to comment about your dressing. God wants to be able to comment. Are you sure you want to take breakfast this morning? Leave it. You won't hear it like voice. You will hear it like a thought. Hey. Because somebody's there saying, I don't know, God doesn't talk to me. You are a contraption of error. When you pray, God speaks to your mind. QED. Then you must now subject what you hear to be sure it aligns with the word of God. So while we are praying, I just saw something now. Oga, tell us what you saw. It will shock you to know, John chapter 15, verse 15, he said, henceforth, I do not call you servant, because a servant does not know what his master is doing. So I call you friends. And for all the things I have heard of my father, what did I do? I've shown it to you. This is the basis for revelation. When you pray and God speaks to you in a dream, this is the basis. When you pray in tongues and you know the meaning, this is the basis. Because the difference between a servant and a friend is that God shows him things. Come on, are you hearing me? Let me see if I can round up in 1 minute. Say amen. 1 minute according to heaven. James chapter 2 and verse 23. You see, there are people that give us the impression that you have to be very spiritual to be close to God. I want to show you one man. James chapter 2 verse 23. If you have it, Give it to me. This man had two wives. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You know what a friend of God is? Pastor David, get up. Let me show you what a friend is. When you go to the office and maybe you are going for a job or an interview, and then David is the HR manager and you are the contraption that is looking for a job, you know, you just get there. Maybe you wear your red shirt because you want to go to Zenny Bank. Red shirt like blood. As if you killed somebody this morning, you wear a red shirt and a red tie. Because they told you it's Zenny Bank. And you are trying to use color. And then while you are coming, you were in traffic, you sweated on the red shirt. And the red shirt now has some markings in the spirit. Now have some markings, and you say, Father, as I step, let all my errors be hidden. I have prayed the prayer before. I don't know about you. If you like, don't pray it. So I get there, and the HR manager just says, "Oh, you're welcome. Good morning. What's your name?" Okay, let me. He just looks at his list. Okay, we are expecting you. Please sit. I'll get back to you in 5 minutes. That is an official. It's just there. But when you see your friend, are you like my friend Pastor Desmond? I've not seen like just Baba Alpha. Just like, I they call your number yesterday. The conversation has started. You know what you do? You get into the presence of God. You come in with the sense of HR manager. This is how you should pray. Our Father. You see, if you add this equation to your prayer, many of that contraption you call prayer will end. He said, this is how you should pray. That was the one that the Pharisees could not understand. You know, it's English, but they don't understand it. So you see David and his best friend, when they see, just how far, they're just this. The prayer started, though. That's the prayer. That is the prayer. When you are meditating and he's speaking to you, that is the prayer. When you are talking to him, that is the prayer. Every part of your relationship with him is exuding communication. Prayer is communication. It's not just when you rattle like a snake. So you can't, prayer is one of the things God say we should not stop. You must continue it. So even when you are in the bus, you are meditating and God is speaking back to you. That is the thing we call prayer. Not that way you can say, I just checked in this morning. I'm the prophet covering Maryland. Say, okay, we have your name. Sit down. You are an official guy. You are not here. He said, Abraham, please sit. Abraham was called the friend of God because when God laid a demand on him, he responded in faith. That means if I need to pray and press into friendship with God, that response must be based on faith. I may never see a cloud. I may never see an angel. But if I believe, God says, that's my friend. That's my friend. I know he had two wives. I know he specializes in Egyptian women. I know he still smokes once in a while. Hey! He said, but that's my friend. That's my friend. You are very holy. That's the problem. That's why we didn't promote you in the spirit. Because you are very holy. You are holy. You see everybody as they are not righteous. And we know you. We know your back. If we keep going this route, people will never rise up and mature. If you find out that your brother today started smoking, you will de-brother him, Abi. Why are we so quick to judge our brothers? Why don't we think, let's help him? That holier than thou attitude is one of the ways you know people who are not God's friends. Come on, say, hear me. Why does God want us to spend time with him? So that he can find us worthy to be sent. So that he can find us worthy to be sent forth. The Bible said in Mark chapter 3, verse 14, he said he chose them that they would, you know, stay with him so that he can send them out to preach. God doesn't send strangers. God doesn't release babies to war. No matter how love you say, I love you, I love you. Say, stay at home, you can't fight. Because we don't want them to bring your dead body back. Stay at home. Be eating. No matter how much I love my girl, I won't allow her to go to say, daddy loves you. Stay at home. Daddy loves you. Daddy still loves you. If there's anything, tell daddy. Don't worry. But when your son is as tall as Kilimanjaro, what I see in my house, get out, go to boarding school. And that get out is prayer, is blessing. Do you understand? It's blessing. The prodigal son left before his time. It was not the living that was the problem. He was not ready to live. He thought he was ready. Every time you think you are ready, every time you think you are right for it, it means you still need to sit. The day God will call you, you will not be ready. The day God will call you, say, I was not a prophet. I was not a preacher. I was a farmer. I was a planter of grapes. I was in my farm doing my own thing. Then he says, son of man, I want you. You that your blonde head, I want you. I want you to be my friend. I want to send you a message. Do you see why we come to church? Because our coming to church is an outflow of our secret life with him. That's why we should come. They told you don't go to church in your office and you took it. They already know your status. I got a query to HR. I got a query. You know the query? You know query? Some of you have never gotten query. There are some query that make you think about your life. Who knows that kind of query? Please, excuse me, just raise your hand. Who knows that kind of query? They give a query and you sit. You don't know if you should be crying. Or you are asking yourself what you did to God that he left you in this office. You know, you people are not collecting query here. Someone like David. David doesn't know what query means. He's a man of God. He's a big man. Maybe those of you in the bank. We were looking for a new house. And I went with my wife to visit the new landlord. And while I was there, my zona manager called. I saw my own direct boss called. He was on leave and they left the branch for me. You know, there's a way when responsibility is on you, you wake up early. You just wake up without the alarm. It was Sunday night. We were in Sholui, Bagada. And I saw the call. I didn't pick it. Then I saw my zonal manager call. I said, there's a problem. I didn't pick. Then my own manager now called me back. And I excused myself. I said, boss. He said, Gbenga, where are you? The zonal manager has been calling you. There's a problem. He said, did you go to work this morning? I said, today is Sunday. And I said, Gbenga, you spoiled something. Gbenga, there was a report you were supposed to send this morning. I said, Oga, you know Zaibi pastor. He said, he said, anyway, pick his call though. This one is on your head. Because some people are rationalizing. When men enslave you and tell you you cannot serve your God, you say amen. When God says, choose freely, you say no, why not? You say why? Why? They told you you cannot serve God on Sunday. It was the same weight of temptation that they gave when Moses wanted to take the people out. They say, you leave the children. The children are the future. Take these old ones. We don't need them. These children, we will teach them our language. We will teach them the ways of the world. You don't know that your relationship with God impacts on your children. You don't know. You don't know. You think it's that money you are making. My zone manager called me and he just asked me a question. Gbenga, were you in the office this morning? I said, no, sir. I said, I was in church. He said, okay, so Gbenga, are you aware I'm a Christian? That's what I said. Do you know I'm a Christian? I said, yes, sir. I said, your name looks like a Muslim name, but maybe He said, Gbenga, you think this is funny? He said, where's your report? I said, which report, sir? He said, Gbenga, why you paid your upfront? Profit sharing. Well, there's something like profit sharing. He said, did you get anything last week? Profit sharing. And I said, yes, I got small amount. He said, okay, did you get your salary also? He said, now when you got your salary, did I call you and say, do a transfer to me for a certain amount? I said, no. He said, have I ever called you to tell you that you should share your money with me since you've been in the bank? I said, no. He said, who do you think you are? I'm not telling you what I've not experienced. Just talking. This is why people's life. He said, who do you think you are? I said you should all come to the office. He said, Gbenga, to God who made me, tomorrow morning, HR will call you. When somebody swears with God's name to a pastor, He said to God who made me, HR will call you tomorrow. After the call, I called my boss. I said, the guy in the para. He said, Bingana, you should have checked your church. You would have seen it. I saw a guy be pastor. There are some things I don't negotiate. I don't negotiate my communion with God. The issue of not serving God started in the days of Pharaoh. My covenant with you is Monday to Friday. By extension, Saturday. Sunday morning, you can give me 2 hours. Don't threaten me. Don't threaten me. This issue of threat has started since in the garden. Don't threaten me. My people, I got to the office on Monday morning. Benga, are you in the office? He called me back. Are you in the office? Say, yes. Okay, just drop the line. The next, I just saw query. Bah! He needed to be sure I will see it. Say, clear your mails. I don't want any issue with it. I want you to see my mail. Benga, you have displayed the highest sense of irresponsibility. Choosing to walk away from your responsibilities despite the fact that every other manager came to the bank. And for whatever reason, you did not come. Explain to me in clear terms why disciplinary action should not be taken against you. I need your response by 9 a.m. The mail came in 8 o'clock. They want response by 9. There was no network in the bank. See customers queuing up. How will I have time to even type something reasonable that will not put me in problem? You know, there's a way you type your query, you now enter bigger problem. Before 9 a.m., I got 2 queries. I now dropped everything. CSM. That's the manager. CSM, instant transfer platform is not working. That customer said it's urgent, 25 million. CSM. This customer wants to reactivate her account. Well, I don't know. You know, there was an issue with his location. I look at the calendar. When is my boss resuming? Oh no. I just look at the calendar. Where is this man? He still has 3 weeks. Oh, wow. Then my general manager called me. Where are you? Have you seen the query from HR? I said, I did. He said, the way you are even talking is as if you have died. He said, you know what? Don't answer that query again. Because I'm looking at you, you're already dead. Don't worry. But I want you to know that your appraisal will be as a manager, not as on your current level. So your target will be evaluated. I said, man, he said, I'm telling you now, I will do your appraisal and I will appraise you as a manager and you will fail. He said, but for now, I forgive you. He now spoke to me, Yoruba. I'm just looking at you. You are looking, you are doing like someone that has died. Just 2 queries. That is what it means to be a manager. As you are looking like this, they are giving you query. As you are looking at this, they are giving you query. They literally they are giving you query. At some point, they now know some of us that these ones, they are query people. So what is the exchange rate for your faith? What is that thing that when men do to you, you will drop your faith and carry the burden of men? Are you sure you want to be the friend of God? Are you sure you want to be the friend of God? Let me tell you what you will need to do. If you want to be the friend of God, you will climb that mountain. You will separate yourself from your friends who choose the low life. And you will climb that mountain, high mountain apart. That is, it is on that mountain you will see Jesus transfigured. It is at that level where you've paid the price to be with him alone. Knowing that being with him alone may mean you will miss that sister. Because Sister Chanel, she likes early morning calls. But now that you are in God's presence, you cannot call her again. There are some people, they like good night call, greeting. You cannot do that one again. There are some things he will not allow you again. Not because you cannot do, but there's no network. You are in the mountains. Come on, say I'm in the mountain. Come on, say I'm in the mountain. It is on the mountain where there are few eyes that it can be transfigured. Bow your heads.